Of all the city's enterprise funds, water, sewer, harbors, electric is the only one that's been able to stay in the black and substantially increase its reserves, so much so that it can afford to decrease rates. That's due to increased electrical use in town from new facilities like the public cold storage and pool and people switching from oil to electric heat. Electric Superintendent Joe Nelson told Mayor Al Dwyer and the council Monday that even with a proposed 6% rate decrease, he thought the utility's reserves would continue to increase.
As near as we can tell, we kind of got a moving target here, Al, because of the conversion to electric heat. The revenues that are coming in are changing and in a positive direction. But the 6% allows the reserve to continue to grow, but at a much slower rate. A 10% reduction would stop the growth.
And what's your reserves now at this time?
The reserves, according to the latest audit, have just gone over $5 million.
Nelson said $2.5 million of that was needed as a minimum emergency reserve, and another $500,000 was spoken for with new power line extension projects planned for Frederick Point and Scow Bay. He said the rest of the money was being saved for the eventual move of the diesel plant and other downtown facilities to the Scow Bay substation. That's a very long-term project that Nelson estimated would cost between $16 and $20 million. In the short term, Nelson will soon be presenting the council with a new version of his plan to move just the Power and Light headquarters building, which he said could cost between $2.7 and $3.2 million. That's substantially less than a proposal the council frowned on earlier this year. With an increasing electrical load in Petersburg, the utility's current and future needs worried former utility board member and electrician Tom Stearns, who spoke against the rate decrease.
My concern is this 6% reduction going to take these funds that he needs away, and then in a year or so down the road, we're going to be looking at something else. When we have an enterprise fund right now, which is the only one that really, we're looking at adjustments to the rest of them. But this one is the only one that's, you know, kind of stable.
When asked for his thoughts on that concern, Nelson agreed it was an issue. Nelson said the city's electrical infrastructure was being strained with many conversions to electric heat. He said the utility was scrambling to put up bigger service wires, transformers, and other infrastructure upgrades and conversions to improve the system and meet growing needs. For Nelson, a rate decrease would not help that effort.
My position is, as the head of this enterprise fund, is that I would like to see the rates left as they are and continue towards the goals that have been set for the last 20 years. The direction of lowering the rates was not my direction. The council was wanting the rates lowered, and the utility board looked at it. They considered no change. They considered the 10% change, and they came back with this compromise of 6%. And so that really is where that came from. It was not my proposal.
If the rates stayed as they are, Nelson estimated that conservatively the utility would be adding $300,000 to $400,000 a year to its reserves. While a reduction did mean less revenue for future needs, Mayor Al Dwyer and other councilors thought it was a reasonable trade-off.
But the 6%, you'll still be feeding your reserve fund with that.
Yes.
Yes. So you can keep up with the maintenance that you have right now. And in the foreseeable future, and this is something we're going to look at next year, like we're going to look at all the rates next year.
We're going to be looking at it just shortly here in the budgeting process.
Yeah.
As recommended by the utility board, the rate reduction ordinance Monday called for a 6% decrease to all customers. Some councilors, like Bob Nilsen, had been leaning towards a 10% cut, but he was willing to compromise.
I like the idea of the 10% reduction. And then I did a little thinking about it and listened to Joel and the rest of it, and I'm perfectly happy with the 6%. Why I'm happy is nobody who is ahead of an enterprise fund ever wants to give us money back, and I think we better settle for the 6%.
And settle they did. The council voted unanimously to pass the reduction in its first reading. It'll come up for its second reading in a public hearing January 7th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.